Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're going to continue sharing with you on the subject of the fruit of the Spirit. And today we're going to talk about the fruit of temperance in your life. In Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith or faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Temperance is a spiritual force that is to operate in your life, just as all of the fruit of the Spirit are. Now it's important that we understand what temperance means. Temperance means self-control, or the Greek word also means to exercise self-restraint. We are to be self-controlled or exercising self-restraint in our life. If we are being self-restrained, then we're holding something back from action and keeping it under control. We're depriving something of liberty. We are stopping something from operating in our life. We're holding it in check or dominating it. And what is that? What does temperance do? What is the force of temperance effect? It affects the flesh. Temperance is the active and effective force, spiritual force, whereby the flesh is held back from action, from being kept under control. It's being dominated. It's being deprived of liberty. It's being ruled over and restrained in order that you might gain the prize of walking in the Spirit, walking in line with the Word of God, and possessing the promises of God in your life. It is important that you develop temperance in your life, self-control, self-restraint, domination over the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, then we will not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. And we need this fruit of temperance or self-control and self-restraint established in our life. Now, this word for temperance is only used 7 times in the New Testament, but nonetheless, it is an important fruit. In Acts chapter 24, in verse 25, the Bible says that he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. And when Paul had done this, it said, Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for thee." He was preaching the gospel to them, and he was talking to him about righteousness, the fact that they could come into the place of being right with God, right standing with God, and have the rights and privileges of possessing the promises of God in their life. But he also reasoned of temperance, of self-control, and of also judgment to come. Temperance is important because most people are led by the flesh. Unfortunately, all the people out there in the world, of course, are led by the flesh, but unfortunately, many Christians are led by the flesh. They have not developed the fruit of temperance in their life. If you develop the fruit of temperance, you will dominate, you will control, you will restrain the flesh, you will walk in the Spirit according to the Word of God and not let the flesh have dominance. In fact, temperance is a very important fruit of self-control, self-restraint to be established in your life. In Titus chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, "For a bishop must be blameless." This is one who would be a leader in the church, one who would be raised up to be over other churches. A bishop must be blameless as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate. And I'll tell you, you've got to have this in you if you're going to be raised up into a position of leadership in the body of Christ. Here it says he's to be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed. That shows he's dealing with self, not soon angry, not reacting in the flesh, not given to wine. He's not following after the lusts of the flesh. He's not a striker of retaliating against people. He's not given to filthy lucre. He's not one that looks after money as a source. Instead, he's going to be one who's sober, just, holy, a lover of good men and of hospitality, and temperate. Praise God. If you're temperate, you're dominating the flesh, and you're holding fast the faithful word of word of God, and you're doing it consistently in your life. God wants you to walk in the Spirit, and then you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And the way you walk in the Spirit is by doing what the Word of God says in your life. In Titus chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says that the aged men are to be sober, grave, temperate, sound in faith, in charity, and in patience. As we grow up into maturity, God produces temperance in our life. In fact, that certainly is the mark of one who is mature in the Lord. We want sound doctrine, but also we're going to have the fruit of maturity, which is temperance, self-controlled, self-restraining, holding that flesh in domination and not letting it have operation in your life. In 2 Peter chapter 1, the Bible talks about some things that are important in your life, and it talks about how the knowledge of God brings us to the place of having all things that pertain to life, and how that we're becoming conformed into the image of the Lord, and we're a partaker of the divine nature through the knowledge of God, the precious promises of God. And it says that we're to give all diligence and add to our faith virtue, which is moral excellence. To virtue we add knowledge, the revelation knowledge of God, and to knowledge we add temperance, which is self-control. The temperance, patience, that's a steadfastness. And the patience, godliness, which is one who hears and does the word consistently. To godliness, brotherly kindness, looking to do good to those who are brothers and sisters in Christ. And to brotherly kindness, charity, that is love. God wants us established in these things if we're going to see fruit come forth. The Bible says, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Otherwise, we will bring forth fruit in our life. It is important that you add temperance to these other qualities in order to be fruitful. If you lack temperance, you will be walking in the flesh, and you'll be walking in areas of sin, and you will not be seeing the promises of God come to pass. God says to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24, Paul said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things." Well, in our life, we are striving for the mastery over everything that would rise up against us from walking in the ways of God. And if we're going to strive for the mastery, we've got to be temperate, self-controlled, self-restraining in all things. We can't let lust of any type overtake us. Now, it says they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. He says, "I therefore so run." We're running that race looking unto Jesus, the author of our and finisher of our faith, not as uncertainly, because we're running in the Spirit, walking with God. "So fight I, not as one that beateth the air." We're fighting in the Spirit against a spiritual enemy. And he goes on and he says, "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." He realized that he cannot let his body, that flesh, run him. The fruit of temperance brings it into subjection. And he said that otherwise, even when he preached to others, he would be a castaway if he would not bring his own body into subjection. God wants you to be temperate in all things for the mastery in order to bring forth fruit and to possess the promises of God in your life. Proverbs 25:28, the Bible says, "He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls." We are to rule. Now, that's an Old Testament scripture, ruling over our spirit. Now, remember, in the New Testament, we already have a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, if you're born again, so we don't need to get rule over our spirit as such. And now our spirit is right with God. Now, the rule is to be in the area of the soul and in the area of the flesh. We are to rule over the soul through the Word of God, yielded to, walking in line with the ways of the Spirit, and we are to yield to the area of the flesh to the Spirit, so we do not allow ourselves to walk in the flesh. We mortify the deeds of the flesh and not let it dominate us in any area. Well, God wants you to develop this fruit of temperance. Fruit of temperance in anything that you do. And many people are given unto gluttony, and they're given to appetite. If you're given to appetite, the Bible says, put a knife to your throat. and learn to get yourself under control so you do not let that lust or that gluttonous spirit run you. It's amazing how many Christians allow a gluttony spirit to operate them. They're not self-controlled. They have not learned to keep control in that area. In fact, in Philippians chapter 3, the Bible talks about those that are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things, whose God is their belly. Otherwise, they're so in tune with just filling themselves up and eating and consuming everything that they do to fill up the lust of the flesh and being gluttonous and a person given to appetite. Minding earthly things that says your God is your belly, that will hinder you from seeing the promises of God come forth in your life. Not only do we want to be self-controlled in any kind of eating habits or any kind of lustful attitudes, we want to be self-controlled in sexual areas as well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 9, it says, if they cannot contain, and the word contain means temperance or self-controlled, it says, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. Well, we ought to learn to be self-controlled so we don't even have that kind of desire, that drive that would preoccupy our life and keep thoughts continually of our mind about it. Instead, we should be self-controlled. If we're walking in the Spirit, we aren't going to be preoccupied with these kind of lusts, sexual lusts, or any kind of lust of the flesh. God wants you to deal with that. In fact, every one of us need to abstain from fornication. Every person in the body of Christ must abstain from fornication. The Bible says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. God wants us to keep control. In fact, the will of God, even our sanctification, is that we abstain from fornication and we know how to possess our vessel in honor. This is because of the fruit of temperance developed in our life. You need to put away all these lusts. Don't let lust get control of you. Lust for things. Some people are so lustful for things. They got to get things, clothes, jewelry, and possessions, cars, all kinds of things in their life. We don't want to be doing that. The Bible says that we've learned to be content in whatever state we're in, and we do not want to have lust for things or lust for riches. The fruit of temperance dominates that so that you're not driven by lust to fulfill all of these fleshly desires. Well, God wants you to be established in this. Do not let yourself be run by the flesh. Remember that you're going to mortify the deeds of the flesh. You're going to develop the fruit of temperance, self-control, and self-restraint in your life and be fruitful for the Lord. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you.